Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you along for the conversation. Shifting gears now to a gentleman that's on the program from time to time. You know him from Fox and Friends. Brian Kilmeade joining me. A great author as well who's penned some very successful, very interesting books. Brian, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Good to have you here. So your new book focuses on a piece of American history that, I mean, it's almost, it's an iconic pillar of American history, the kind of thing that, well, we at least used to learn about in elementary school. I don't know if they teach it anymore, but the Alamo, it's Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. Why this story, Brian?
Well, I thought it would be logical. The next one after Andrew Jackson, number one, Sam Houston was mentored by Jackson. I was able to start the book almost where I left the last one off, back at the War of 1812 and 1814, Battle of Horseshoe Bend. So that's where Houston finally impresses Jackson to a large degree because of his valor. You know, gets wounded three times, keeps fighting, almost died, should have died, finds a way to survive. Jackson, he recovers over in Washington, sees the whole Capitol burn down. Washington, you know, he gets a hold of Jackson. They kind of look out for each other for the rest of the way. Jackson's political career goes far. And Sam Houston right behind him, from congressman to governor of Tennessee. And he was on pretty much a roll after becoming a militia general, just like Jackson did, you know, having a family where he left early, just like Jackson did. So they had a lot of similarities. I thought it would be a natural next step. And I thought the Alamo's plowed ground, but the Texas Revolution isn't. So maybe outside Texas, I could tell a story that most of us weren't that familiar with.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And so I believe, and I'm going to have to test my own history knowledge here, but from 1836 to 1845, Texas was its own nation, its own republic, correct?
Yeah, and it had to be on its own because the United States couldn't take it. They had the balance of power with free and slave states. And then they had, you know, a lot of other countries wanted to take them over. British would say, listen, we'll make you a good deal. We'd love to be back here. What do you think? And they were worried about their sovereignty, and the British obviously provided instant security the day they signed. But they kind of used Houston, kind of used it as a wedge to push for annexation. And they ended up getting it done. And then the Mexican War happens, and it happens for, you know, it erases any type of condition for Mexico to have it back. Basically, there was a belief that after the Louisiana Purchase, Texas was included.
Well, and some Texas didn't think so.
It was too controversial. They decided just to switch it for Florida.
Yeah. Texas didn't see it that way, apparently. All right, so take us into those to those days. I mean, obviously, there's a war raging, and you've got 250 Texans or more held up. You've got names that people know, American legends, Jim Bowie, like the Bowie knife, Davy Crockett, you know, Sam Houston. These are iconic American history names. And they're all in one place. A lot of people, I don't even know if people today actually realize that, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. The most famous people their day report for duty. Davy Crockett lost an election. He said, if I lose, hell with it, I'm going to Texas. You can go to hell, I'm going to go to Texas. And Houston knew there was an opportunity there. He headed down, always looking for adventure, a chance to lead. And then he had William Barrett Travis, who wrote the brilliant letters, staring death in the face. And he was a lawyer and had a bad marriage. Accused of shooting somebody. So he was not going to go to Texas, start over again. Jim Bowie lost his whole family to disease. He decides to start new in Texas. Jim Bowie, almost like a half Navy SEAL, half Green Beret. Millions of, you know, so many legendary fights here. He wrote biographies on Davy Crockett because he's such a legend, not for his, you know, not for his education, self-taught, but he was trapping. He just was emblematic of the Midwest. And these guys just showed up, and they all would show up with an axe and a gun. They would clear the land, grow the land, and they couldn't believe how lucky they were to have this opportunity. So with those 300 families and 3,000 families, the Americans were able to put more people into Texas.
Sure.
In 10 years than the Spanish were able to put in 300.
So they mass migration at that point, too. Brian Kilmeade with us, of course, from Fox and Friends. You know him there. The new book, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. And why do you call it the Alamo Avengers? Obviously, the Alamo fell. And Bowie and Crockett died there. And then what happens next?
I mean, it's instead of revenge, it's avenge. They get back, but they don't kill every last Mexican. They set up. What they do is when they finally capture Santa Ana and win the decisive battle, they don't kill him like he's killed everybody else in cold blood, ruthlessly. They basically make him sign over Texas, and they basically tell him to call up reinforcements, and they hold on to him until all this stuff is done and executed. And they end up bringing him over to Jackson in Washington, D.C. Jackson gives him a state dinner and says, all right, you can go. So they send him back to Mexico. So instead of getting revenge, they avenge. And I thought that would be good. It's just because you see a bunch of guys rally after that. And not many people know what happened after. They know what happened during.
Right. And that's why it's a fascinating story. So are some of these characters people that you read about when you were a kid, when you were a boy, did you read about some of these adventures? I know I did. I had fun reading about Western adventures, you know, and that sort of, I don't know, it just kind of the whole, I mean, I know it's not necessarily the thing you're supposed to do now, but cowboys and Indians and the adventure and the Western, you know, legends, if you will. I love that stuff.
But yeah, I mean, in the movies, there was plenty of movies out there to push you to it, but I'm asked to do this series on Fox Nation called What Made America Great. My second stop is the Alamo. And I had that in the back of my mind, but I'm like, well, you know, at the Alamo, it's really Texas's history. But the more people you talk to, experts you see how packed the place is. Every time I go back to visit, there's more people still coming. They're reclaiming the footprint. So there's real interest here. And I thought, what if I tell the whole story? You know, Texas in the 1820s, Texas in 1836, 1830-35, the early victories, the devastating defeats, the two major battles in Goliad and the Alamo, and then the ultimate victory. I mean, we love that. We love the Alamo. We didn't even know. We knew it ended with total annihilation. And it was basically you had Sam Houston's orders ignored. They said, don't hold Goliad. And it was another fortress a short while away. And they did. Jim Pannon hesitated, the West Point dropout. When he finally did come out, he got caught in the middle of an open field. And under 400 of his guys are dead, including him. And then he basically lost between that and the Alamo 180 guys. He lost 680 guys before they even got a chance to fire a shot. Sam Houston had to collect an army, recruit an army, have people come from the States, and he had to run backwards to do it. Runaway scrape, burning every village along the way. He's been called a coward. People were, you know, everyone just wanted to take command from him, but he knew his first fight would be his last, win or lose, and he had to make sure he won. And the best chance he had was the final battle he was in.
Brian Kilmeade here, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. You mentioned your series on Fox Nation, What Made America Great. Tell me a bit about that, and then we'll find out where we get the book.
Yeah, I mean, what I've done is now, by January, I'll have 21 episodes in a year, and not even. And I've traveled around the country and done something unique in each location. Mount Rushmore, I'm able to go behind the heads and into a secret chamber. I go underneath the Lincoln Memorial, a place that's going to be opened eventually as a place for all of us to go. But right now it's in the middle, and it's almost like a time capsule for the people that built it. You see their sketches on the wall. I go to Jefferson Island, which is a fortress island right in the Keys, which was, they actually built walls around it to stop the next invasion after the War of 1812. They said, we got to have some type of barrier. If they're going to try to hit the East Coast, we've got to be able to set up a fort there in the middle of the ocean.
Sure.
I'm going to be going to see the beginnings and the ends of the World War II Memorial on Monday. So, I mean,
you're able to see the greatest pieces of American history everywhere. So, Brian, you have a chance to see up close, front row access to all these. I mean, these are the greatest pieces of American history, and you're sharing it on Fox Nation. What a cool adventure.
And, you know, it's like another job on top of that, but it's fun. And I think that it's really taken off. At one point, I'm going to watch Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Nation. Is that going to be a difference? When that happens, this thing's going to be ready to go. So I'm going to be, this Saturday, I'm going to be doing a show where I talk about all my books on stage. I call it America Great from the Start. And it's live with the audience, and I interact with them. And that's going to be streamed on Fox Nation. So I've done like four of those live shows. So I'm going to do another one live in San Antonio. And we have a special on Sunday the 17th where you see this story as a documentary in 1 hour on Fox News Channel at 10 and 1 a.m.
That's pretty incredible. You know, if you ever make it, have time to come to Forgotten America, which is where the way we feel here in Michigan, in the center of the country. I think it sounds like a great event. Brian Kilmeade, co-host of Fox and Friends, also on Fox Nation, as you heard, What Made America Great. And, of course, the brand-new book, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Steve. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. It's the Steve Griffin Show. Quick break after this.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Continuing on our audio tour of Pioneer product development, today I'm at the Napoleon Soybean Research Center in Northwest Ohio. There are four large structures, and of course, the field around it. I'm in the field now, under an umbrella. I don't mind getting wet, but we've got recording equipment to worry about. Weather, soil conditions, diseases, pests, every location is different. Which is exactly why Pioneer built this center and almost 50 like it all over the country. In fact, Pioneer has the most extensive soybean breeding and testing program in the industry. This allows Pioneer to develop varieties for just about every local condition. The Soybean Research Center in Napoleon. Another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.